Justin Fook joined by Jamie Hodge talking Perry LeCompton girls basketball. Lady Cavs heading to sub-state next week as well. But, Coach, you've had a little flurry of games here at the end of the regular season and got 20 in. There's not a ton of schools that were able to get a full 20-game schedule in this year, so I'm sure that's something you can feel good about in a way. But these last few games against Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton on the last few nights, two in a row, Monday and Tuesday earlier this week, and all the games are fairly competitive. I mean, I didn't feel like any were blowouts, and against Holton, it was the closest of the bunch, a six-point game. But I guess what was kind of your biggest takeaways from how your team's playing and maybe competing, but still not quite where you'd like them to be here towards the end of the regular season?
I would say that I'm extremely proud of the girls for not giving up. I mean, at this point in the season and things not going your way necessarily and, you know, dealing with a lot of off-the-court stuff and just I feel like it was constantly something coming up in our season, and for them competing and showing up every day and still trying and having playing with some heart, I'm extremely proud of how much growth we've had. And we are a pretty young team, so I knew this year was going to be a little struggle, but we figured some things out. And again, can't coach effort, and I feel like that we got that all three games. We fell short all three, but that's all I can ask for at this point.
You bet. And it seems like mainly you have to feel like the bigger problem is still on the offensive end, maybe, that the defense has kind of been there more consistently, but the offense just kind of seems to come and go through some different players and come and go from quarter to quarter. Is that the biggest battle, I guess, is just finding that offensive consistency for this group?
Oh, definitely. And that's been a thing all season, too, is we couldn't really find a consistent five who could play together and be productive out on the court. It always seemed like it just came from a couple players, and then some would kind of disappear that game, and then it would flip the next game. So just trying to get all five to be committed and have that confidence every single game going in and being consistent scoring-wise. But, yeah, defensively, we have size and we're athletic, and so we cause some teams some trouble. But I think the main focus this week going into sub-state is just continuing with multiple reps in the gym and getting girls' confidence up, and hopefully we'll be able to shoot the ball a little bit better and put some points on the board come sub-state.
Can you take any confidence away from the Holton game? I mean, that was a tight game. I mean, you're right there going into the fourth quarter. Obviously, the game was decided in the last few minutes. Did you see some more positives maybe on Tuesday night in that Holton game that you feel like you can kind of build off of now heading into sub-state?
Yeah, I mean, I told the girls after the game, I was so proud of them for hanging in there, competing to the very last second, and just being tough. I thought that was a big thing the last, I don't know, month or so, is just, are we going to match the intensity of the other team? And Holton's a very, very tough team, and I was worried going in that we were going to play a little bit softer and not be able to battle, but I saw tremendous growth and good things from the girls. So there's a lot of positives to take away, and it's hard when you get into a little slump and you just see defeat after defeat how there's any positives, but I saw a lot last night, and there's stuff that we're going to take away from that game and move forward and try and make a little run in sub-state.
You bet. Final thought, Coach, I was going to ask you about sub-state, and one of the positives is you're in a sub-state that doesn't have any other Big Seven League teams. I think the league has proven itself in almost every sport every year that it is one of the toughest. You have to be kind of excited. You go to Burlington, it looks like, for your first round game, but just the chance to maybe see some different teams and knowing that the league schedule you've played has probably prepared you to give you a chance in this sub-state at Wellsville, right?
Yeah, and that's how we've been preaching it to the team as well, is win or lose, this is preparing us for what we'll see in sub-state. And let's focus on little things that we can get better at in these games, because every single night in Big Seven League, it's a challenge. And so what are some things we can get better at that will prepare us for sub-state? And I feel like they really bought into that, and we did get better, especially in the last three games. And we'll be ready to go on Monday, and I think they're really excited about seeing some different faces, and they'll be ready to go, and I'm excited to see what we do.
Best of luck. Yeah, best of luck in your sub-state tournament next week. Coach, thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Jamie Hodge, head coach of the Perry Girls. We'll talk boys basketball right after this timeout.